Our text, which is Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. And I want to draw your attention in particular to verse 7. Proverbs 16, verse 7. And here it says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh has restated this verse in this way: when God is on your side, your enemy becomes your friend. And God is on your side, your enemy becomes your friend. So the question is God on your side? You want to make sure that God is on your side. You must be on God's side, and you must make sure God is on your side. And yes, the Lord also desires that we might live peaceably and peacefully in this life, on this earth. And we know this from Romans chapter 12, right? Verse 18. In Romans chapter 12, verse 18, we read, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." And of course, all men here does not just mean your friends, include your enemies. So do you have enemies? I think most of us, if not all of us, have enemies. I mean, those who don't like us, even hate us, or maybe plotting to undermine or destroy us. And we are living in a sin-cursed world. And there'll be difficult people, nasty people. And so we may have enemies in this life. So how to deal with our enemies? How to respond to them? Is it, you know, a tit for tat? They try to hurt and harm me, and I will hit back in the same way. See if how I can also destroy them before they destroy me. Do we go about dealing with our enemies in that way? So how do we deal and respond to our enemies? Where does our help come from if we face such situations where there are people who are seeking our hurt and our destruction? And I think you know the answer, right? You must always look up, look to God. And how we thank the Lord that as Christians we have this privilege, this avenue of help is from God Himself. The people in the world, well, they have to crack their heads to find a way out of their problems. People want to destroy them. Well, they also have to strategize how they can protect themselves, how to hit back. And they try to find answers from within themselves. You see a whole lot of this in the political world. In the UK, there's a hung parliament, right? The winning party doesn't have enough votes or enough seats. So enemies can become friends, so there's a coalition, so make up government, there's a balance of power, and you know they try to do all these things. But for us, how do we go about dealing with such problems of life that we have? Difficult people, difficult circumstances, even enemies who seek our destruction. Well, always look up, look to the Lord. And this is the privilege we have as believers. And God has promised, a promise right here in verse 7, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." This promise He maketh his enemies, even his enemies, to be at peace with him. And of course, this promise is preceded by this principle, when a man's ways please the Lord, right? The principle of pleasing the Lord with our life. So, the principle and the promise over here, is there an instance, an example in the Bible that show us this is true, that demonstrates to us this is true, this is a reality, and that's how God goes about helping us? The answer is yes. And in the Old Testament, there are a lot of examples, right? Real life stories, examples of how this principle is fulfilled and how God keeps His promise. So if you turn to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 17. And here we find Jehoshaphat, right? One of the kings of Judah. Jehoshaphat. And look at how God helped him. When his ways pleased the Lord, and the Lord helped him, delivered him from his enemies, and blessed him with peace. Now let us read 2 Chronicles 17, and let us read verse 1 to 13, responsively, shall we? Let us read this. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 1, right through to verse 13. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Baalim. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. Also, in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Ben-Hil, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nathaniel, and to Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And they taught in Judah, and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah, and taught the people.
And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat.
And some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver. And the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams, and 7,700 he-goats.
And Jehoshaphat blessed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah's castles and cities of store.
Together. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. When a man's ways pleased the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So don't we see this right here in the case of Jehoshaphat? I think a little historical context is in order. Now we know that Jehoshaphat reigned in the time of the divided kingdom. when Israel was divided into two, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, right? After Solomon. And in the northern kingdom, there were 20 kings and all evil, bad ones, who walked not after the ways of David, but they went their own way, their idolatrous way, and they patterned themselves after the very first one, the most wicked of all, who was Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. So, northern kingdom, Ephraim, 20 kings, all very, very bad. In southern kingdom, kingdom of Judah, they also had 20 kings. At least in Judah, there were a handful of good ones. Half dozen of them, five or six of them were good kings. And Jehoshaphat was one of them. So in the southern kingdom, the very first one was Rehoboam. He was bad, right? No good. The second one was Abijah. Abijah also, nothing good said of him in the book of Chronicles. Then the third was Asa. Asa was the first among the good ones, right? Good king. And then after that, his son, Jehoshaphat. So Jehoshaphat was number four. And he did well. He did good for the Lord. And we read over here in verse 3, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat. Because Jehoshaphat was with the Lord, he was on the Lord's side. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways. In the first ways, the good ways, godly ways of his father David, and sought not unto Baalim. So he made sure he walked in the ways of Jehovah, the only living and true God who is invisible, and did not commit idolatry, sought not unto Baalim, which the northern kingdom did. So one thing good of Jehoshaphat was that he patterned his life after a good and godly king, King David. And we too in our life, are there men and women of godliness, of faith and faithfulness we can look up to and seek to follow? As Paul says, be followers of me as I am of Christ. I think we can see there are those who have walked before us and have done well. And for me, I thank the Lord that I had a teacher in Reverend Timothy Toh. And I learned a great deal from him, not only in terms of biblical and theological knowledge, but he also shared with me a great deal of his experience and wisdom. And I also make it a point to observe him, his life, and how he dealt with people and responded to people and situations. And learn from him. And by God's grace, I want to pattern myself after his godly example, for he followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this was what Jehoshaphat did. He patterned himself after a good and godly king, because he saw when the kingdom was under David, there was great prosperity, great blessing, spiritual and material. Spiritual first, then the material. And then he put away all the idols. No point saying, yes, I believe in Jehovah, but I allow all these foreign gods, all these false gods also to be there. No, the worship must be exclusive. There's only one living and true God. Worship must be given to him and to him alone, no other gods. And he did that, right? He meant business with the Lord. He was sincere and serious. He sought not unto Baalim, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. He sought the Lord God. And this is in keeping with what Jesus tells us to do in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. You know this very well. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that was what he did. God first. And then, not just lip service, he obeyed. Right? He walked in his commandments. He walked his talk. Walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. He didn't follow after Israel, the northern kingdom, full of idolatry and immorality. Right? He practiced separation. He cut himself off. Right? The evil doings of the nation of Israel, which is the northern kingdom. So he did all these things. He was totally dependent on God for help. He sought the Lord. And that shows his devotional heart. He did his RPG. Right? He read the scriptures. The king of Israel is supposed, if he is to reign, he is supposed to copy a book of the law. He might know the law inside out. Know what to do. And then also to teach the people what they must do if they want to be blessed by God. And he sought the Lord. He studied the scriptures. He prayed to the Lord. He sought the Lord. Also has the idea that he was prayerful. He prayed to the Lord. And he grew in his spiritual life. Do we do this? Do we have a devout and devotional heart? You want to live peaceably and peacefully in this world? You want God to help you in time of need and crisis? Then make sure your ways please Him. You have a devotional, spiritual relationship with the Lord. Make sure you have the RPG, right? You read, you pray, you grow in the Lord. Get right with God first, and you'll get right with man. So that was what Jehoshaphat did. But if we don't do our RPG, we are backsliding or have backslided from the Lord, you can be very sure your life will be miserable. No peace in your life. And you will encounter problem after problem, trouble after trouble, in your family, not only in your personal life, in your family life, at your workplace, things will not go well with you. And you'll be miserable. I have backslided from the Lord before, for 4 years. And in looking back, I see the misery of backsliding from the Lord. No peace. You want peace? Make sure you get right with God. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And then in verse 6 we read, his heart was lifted up. Now, lifted up here, take note, is his heart was lifted up in the right way, not in the wrong way. His heart was not lifted up with pride, which is no good. His heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord, right? And that means he had already determined in his heart to put God first, to live for the Lord. And he encouraged himself in the Lord. And he tells himself, I must be courageous. Courageous to be a good king, because sometimes being a king, you need to make difficult decisions. Sometimes you're tempted to compromise. Sometimes you're tempted to be popular with the people instead of being approved by God. Well, I cannot be like this. I must always have the approval of God, not the popular popularity of men. And if decisions are hard to make because it is according to the straight and narrow way, according to God's word, I must make it, no matter what. And that involves lifting up your heart, right? Put it on a high pedestal, have the highest standards. In doing God's work and in performing God's will. So he did that. He has the highest standard, the highest view of God, the highest view of his word. And he determined in his heart to be courageous, and he encouraged himself in the ways of the Lord. You must do that. Is your heart like this? Or if my position is threatened, and then, you know, my rice bowl is threatened, I now must try to find ways whereby I can secure my rice bowl. Underhanded ways, and then maybe slander. You bear false witness. You become satanic in your ways to falsely accuse, and to destroy, so that you will be protected from your competitor. Be careful. Know that if God wants you to be where you are, no one can remove you. You must depend and fully believe and trust in Him and His good grace. Don't take things into your own hands. Always look up and always take the high road, not the low way, but the high road. And so we find over here, he lifted his, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves of Judah, all these idolatrous objects and places of false idolatrous worship. He removed them. And this, of course, is in obedience to the first commandment of the Ten Commandments: thou shalt have no other gods before me. And what does the first commandment forbid? That's the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 47. Have you memorized the Westminster Shorter Catechism? Question 47, what is forbidden in the first commandment? And what's the answer? The first commandment forbiddeth the denying or not worshipping and glorifying the only true God as God and our God, and the giving of that worship and glory to any other which is due to Him alone. Well, here Jehoshaphat kept the very first commandment. So he did well. So for you, do you put God first like this? Are there idols in your life? It may not be idols like, you know, the idols as in objects made of wood or silver or gold or clay or stone that, you know, people bow to. But there can be idols in our life when we are addicted to these things, when these things take the place of God in our life. And one could be your studies. And those who are still students, your studies, your grades can become your idol. Your ambition to do well, which is good. I mean, we ought to be ambitious to do our best, get good grades. But do you do this at the expense of God and your spiritual life? So there are those who may be studying and an exam on Monday. Because the exam is on Monday, well, I need all the time I can get to prepare myself. So Sunday, the Lord's Day. Do you remember the Sabbath, keep it holy? Do you make sure you seek God You seek His kingdom and His righteousness and make sure no matter what, I must be found in the house of God. And if I seek the Lord, I believe, I have faith, He will help me. When I put Him first, He has promised to hear my prayers, right? To help me. So I put Him first. I don't do things with my own understanding. And you'll be so blessed when you put God first. And then after that, after putting God first, and then you cry out to the Lord and pray to Him, Lord, tomorrow's exam, you know, this subject I don't know very well, I'm weak in. Please grant me understanding. Help me to understand. Remember also all I've studied. Help me to do well. And you find that when you put God first, your heart is right with God. You have the peace of mind and heart. You're not so anxious or worried. And you find yourself in a better mindset and emotional frame, right, to concentrate on your studies. And then you read once through, you understand. And then you also remember the Lord helping you. Where before you need maybe three or four times, spend a whole lot of hours to study, to get it all in. But you put God first, then one reading, and you find yourself, yeah, I understand. I can remember also. And then you find yourself able to answer the questions. Have you experienced this before? This was my experience when I was in school. And the Lord is true. You honor me, I will honor you. Seek me, you'll find me. Find me to be your help. And those of us who are working, all these high places and growths could be your career, your position, your salary, your clients, your career and clients. Do they take the place of God in your life? Have they become your idols? And even our leisure and pleasure, when we take a holiday, when we plan our holidays, do we say, I must plan with God in mind? I must make sure I must be found in God's house. I don't purposely plan my holiday weekend, right? It's a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, well, let's take off, go on a holiday, and then miss worship service. There's some who plan a holiday, they want to fly out, and they want to fly out on a Sunday, you know, take advantage of this free day. But the day is not free. If you're a Christian, you owe to God this day to come in His house to worship. I say, forget it. You know, let's take advantage one day extra. And they fly out. They take their holiday and fly out on a Sunday when they are supposed to be found in God's house. Do you plan like this? Or will you, like Jehoshaphat, your heart is lifted up in the ways of the Lord? Is your heart lifted up in such a way? Or you bring it down very low to fulfill your earthly pleasures? You fulfill your will, right, instead of God's will. Then you'll find in your holidays, well, maybe trouble will come. Lost luggage. You lose your way. Or you get pickpocketed. Trouble will come. But if a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with Him. He makes your way smooth. And also, what else did Jehoshaphat do? It's very interesting over here, and we find this for the case of Jehoshaphat, not in the other kings, but Jehoshaphat. For over here, we find him in verse 7 and 9, right? It says here, and they, you know, over here he sent Levites. In verse 8, he sent Levites, And not only these Levites, the priests, he also sent the princes, right? And they, in verse 7, it says here, in the third year of his reign, so not long after he ascended the throne, he made sure of this. He sent, right, his princes. And then in verse 8, he also sent the Levites, the priests, princes and priests, to do what? To teach, right, God's word. In other words, he formed a teaching team from the princes and the priests, and he started, you know, these fellowship groups, Bible study groups. And he sent these princes and priests to teach the people the law of God. And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. That's a wonderful thing. He wanted to make sure the people knew God's word. And he set up all these teaching teams, right, to do that. And so this is one president for our Bible study groups, our fellowship groups, our Sunday school classes. And I'm encouraged that there are some of you here who make it a point to study God's word, and you come to FEBC, you take the night classes, and you do your online studies. You take them all for credit, and slowly you work towards your certificate. But it's not the certificate, but the knowledge you have gained, so that you can be used of the Lord who teaches word, right? In Sunday school, in the children's ministry, in VBS, in fellowship groups, in Bible study groups. And your leaders should be encouraging you to do this, to study God's word, so that you might be used in all these ways to teach. That's what Jehoshaphat as king did. So all these good things he did, all these ways, right, that he went by, were very pleasing to the Lord. And when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Well, what was the result? Was there peace in the days of Jehoshaphat when his ways pleased the Lord? The land was what? At peace. And the Lord blessed him. Even his own people, right? The Jews, those in Judah. What did they do? It says here in verse 5. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. And all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents. And he had riches and honor in abundance. God blessed him, right? And not just the people within his country, the land of Judah, but those outside, the foreigners, the heathen, they themselves also sent to Jehoshaphat tribute. It says here in verse 10, and the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Because Jehoshaphat walked so closely with the Lord, and the Lord was on his side. They got very afraid. I'm sure they must have remembered when the Lord was with Israel, with Joshua, and our cities in those days were well fortified. Jericho, for example, well, fell like matchsticks. No fight, right? They were no fight for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when Israel pleased the Lord fought for them. Don't play the fool. You have this king now who is so close to God, and God is on his side. Don't mess with him. The fear of God came upon their hearts. And so they made peace with Judah, with Jehoshaphat. They even paid tribute, right, to him. Verse 11, it says here, also some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver. And the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,000 and 700 rams. Well, yeah. You know, this is not chicken feed, right? It's very expensive. Very substantial. gifts and 7,700 he-goats. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly. The principle and the promise. Proverbs 16 verse 7 rings true. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh his enemies, even his enemies, to be at peace with him. But if you depart and forsake the way, opposite will happen. And we know that Jehoshaphat later on, when he was callous and he did badly, he joined up with Ahab. Well, he suffered, right? No peace. But the principle is true. A man's ways please the Lord. He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. You have a smooth journey. All things being equal, of course, there are special occasions because God has a special purpose for your life, that you may be walking in the ways of the Lord and yet suffer trouble and even be killed. In our recent Reformation pilgrimage, we have these Reformation saints and servants. They walked in the ways of the Lord, but they ended up being burned at the stake. But that is God's special purpose for these, you know, special individuals, that he might be glorified and his kingdom extended by their testimony, even, you know, paying the ultimate price. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Sometimes God allows his servants to go through and pay that price. Be a martyr to spread, right, his kingdom and his word. But generally, and this is true, if a man's ways please the Lord, you will have peace and he will make your way smooth. And that has been the experience of FEBC. FEBC went through a difficult time. And all because we believe that the Bible is 100% infallible, inerrant. Even today, because of God's powerful and perfect preservation of his words, and our neighbor so angry, they hate this doctrine, they wanted to destroy FEBC, kick us out of our birthplace and our home. But if your heart is lifted up in the ways of the Lord, even in the word of the Lord, you defend his name and his word, you think God will forsake you? This is not the God I know. He will come and help you. He will plead for you. He will defend you. And that was the assurance I had from God's word. And you know the result. When man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So after the whole saga, now we dwell peacefully in Gilstead Road. And there was one time, even one of the elders, and he was quite active in the lawsuit. He was those who submitted his affidavit, signed his name. And then one day he came to my office, my study, and then presented me an envelope. It's a love gift for FEBC. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So true. And so God will give you opportunities to do this. Make sure you please the Lord with your ways. And you'll see how wonderfully God will deliver you and bless you with peace and make your way smooth. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word, for thy wisdom, for the good way you have set before us through thy word, the scriptures. And we pray, O Lord, you'll grant us thy spirit. We may apply these good words and good ways in our life. our ways may please thee, and we be found on thy side. You will take our side, and even our enemies will become our friends by thy powerful doing. So, Lord, we thank thee. Thou art such a God. Please save us, Lord, from our sins, from our enemies, and help us to walk in thy way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.